Endeavor, this is Houston. We'd like for you to retract the gamma ray boom for us, please. And we'll be watching for your torque and angles. Also, if you'd like some news reporting in the background, I have the morning news here, if you're interested in that at all. Over.
All right, Gamma Ray going to retract now, and stand by the news.
Okay, Roger, you can use that as background for the P-52, I guess. President Nixon, in effect, declared U.S. responsibility for offensive ground combat operations in Vietnam at an end. With the draft still in limbo, Selective Service went ahead today with a lottery to determine the order in which next year's 19-year-olds will face military service. Secretary of State William P. Rogers plans to go to the United Nations to push for a more energetic international relief effort for East Pakistan today. The Senate Armed Services Committee completed action on a $21 billion military buying bill that meets most Nixon administration weapons requests. President Nixon and his family will fly to Manchester, New Hampshire, and then to a private island in Maine this weekend, when visits to New Hampshire also are planned by four Democratic presidential hopefuls and Republican challenger Paul N. McCloskey, Jr. Predicted weather for recovery day is 2,000 feet scattered, 10 miles vis, and waves approaching 6 feet. Wind is north by northeast, 18 knots. I have a long list of baseball scores here, which I think I'll just glance over. In the American League, New York beat Cleveland 7-3. I've had a local request for the Dodgers, who lost to the Astros 2-0. The American Classic Golf Tournament starts today at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, and the winner will get $30,000. Sounds to me like the pay's pretty good, and I expect the hours are short. The U.S. Pan American team went on a fantastic gold medal spree yesterday, winning 16 of the 17 medals at stake. The only one the Americans escaped getting was the gold medal in weightlifting, and the total in the games which are being held in Colombia is 78 for the United States, 36 of them gold, and 51 for Cuba, 12 of them are gold. And I'll end with a story comparable only to that incredible contest between the Apollo 15 All-Stars and the North American Rockets. Last night in the Texas League, 21-year-old right-hander Tom Walker, pitching for Dallas-Fort Worth team, pitched a 15-inning, no-run, no-hit game against Albuquerque. He retired the last 21 men in a row. Only four Albuquerque players got on base, and all of them were on walks. Walker got the first 18 batters out before he walked the first one. He threw 153 pitches in the game, and the no-hitter is an all-time record in the Texas League and may very well be an all-time record in Major League Baseball. Walker's manager told him that if he did not win the game by the end of the 15th inning, he was going to have to pull him out. Walker said his arm felt a little tired, but he felt okay, understandably. Like doing three EVAs, I expect. And that's all the news for this morning.
Boy, that sounds like he's as good as our very own Blinky.
That may well be, Dave. That never occurred to me. At least the equal thereof.
spike, at least, almost.